ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is very important. And that question is regarding the characteristics that are incumbent and necessary for the propagator of Islam. One of the obligations and requirements in Islam is enjoining other people to good and prohibiting them from evil. And so, therefore, this is not something which is specifically a duty of the ulama and the scholars, the religious scholars. It is, they are more obliged to do this, but it is something which is incumbent upon every Muslim. If he sees somebody doing something wrong, he should prohibit that from occurring. If he sees somebody forsaking something which is good and noble and virtuous, he should enjoin that person who is forsaking it and relinquishing that good and virtuous deed to perform it. So a lot of people, keeping this in mind, that they begin to embark on a personal journey of propagating Islam. And, they consider themselves as muballighin, or propagators of Islam and Islamic religion. And a lot of times, if you ask them, you know, by the way, what are the characteristics necessary for someone who propagates Islam? A lot of them would not know this and would not be able to verify and to confirm what they are. So in our program today, we're going to look at some of them. We have in some of our previous sessions looked at a couple of them, such as the knowledge of Islam, referring to the words of the Ahlul Bayt, sincerity. Today we're going to be looking at some more. One of these is courage. Regarding this, the Holy Quran says the following: such as deliver the messages of Allah. So Allah here is talking about those who propagate religion. Allah says, these people deliver the messages of Allah and fear Him. They have fear of Him. This is, again, another characteristic of those who propagate religion. And fear no one except Allah. And Allah suffices as a reckoner. Right? So this characteristic here is that they should not fear anybody else besides Allah and have courage in their propagation of Islam. Echoing this same Quranic theme, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, speak the truth and let no one's blame for obeying Allah affect you. And he also said, let not the fear of people prevent any of you from speaking the truth when he sees or witnesses it, for telling the truth or reminding others of a great event, meaning the hereafter, will neither hasten death nor delay sustenance. Right? So here in this beautiful hadith, Prophet kind of alludes to the reason why this is so. He says that we shouldn't fear anybody besides Allah in this respect, because, you know, they don't have any power or any ability to affect or harm us in any way whatsoever. Another characteristic of those who want to propagate religion is honesty, truthfulness and honesty. In this connection, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, the best advice is that which does not carry the statement beyond the limits of honesty, nor the act of the limits of sincerity. And Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, learn honesty before speech. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the characteristics of the propagators of religion in the words and in the light of the Quran and Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.